I know what you're saying. You're saying, oh, is it the great one? Is he driving around? Hey, he's driving in his truck. It's snowing outside again. The great one's recording because he's driving in his truck. I wonder, the millions and millions of listeners ask themselves, is the great one driving to Home Depot again? Yes! Yes, he is! Oh my God, going to Home Depot again. Probably only the first of many trips on this nice, snowy, raining day. Ooh, she's got great hair. Man, that is amazing. Okay, so speaking of girls. So we're doing another lighting focus here. And so the lighting designer has this chick who wants to learn lighting design. And so she's been showing up when he's been doing the lighting to observe and learn. And by showing up, I mean she shows up 3 hours after everyone else shows up, and she hangs out for 45 minutes and then she leaves. And by learn, I mean not actually touching anything, just sitting there watching other people work. And I'm thinking to myself, once again, see, this is the effort gap, girls. This is why you make less money. It's the effort gap. Effort gap. So this girl wants to learn lighting design. She shows up late, she learns early, and so far she has not actually touched a piece of lighting equipment. Now, I don't blame her, because it's not like she's going to do any work if she doesn't have to, right? That is the natural default state of a woman. And I will dare say, not just of women, of anybody. I will also do the least amount of work I can get away with. I'm pretty sure everyone will do the least amount of work they can get away with. So she hadn't done jack shit. And I don't blame her entirely, because the lighting designer isn't making her do anything. Now see, we contrast this with yoga pants girl. As a yoga pants girl, you want to learn lighting? You want to work? Okay, sure. I make her do everything. There's none of this, oh, it's heavy, girls get, no. Like, that light is hot, go focus it. This is heavy, pick it up. That we're running DMX cable, run power cable, pull Socko. She touches everything, except for my dick so far, unfortunately, but she could touch that anytime she wants. But she touches all the equipment. She does all the work. And she gets to sit there and push the buttons on the computer and have fun, but she's doing the work to earn it. Speaking of work, everybody working on this fucking play loves to complain. Well, the set was supposed to have been built a long time ago, and oh, nothing's painted yet, and oh, look, the doorknobs still aren't on. And I'm thinking, you know what? The main reason, I explained the main reason, because the designer didn't order the shit he needed to order, and then he made the decision about welding, right? So that killed our entire first weekend. So that's the primary reason why the shit's not done. The secondary reason why everything isn't done is because if people spent as much time working on the fucking set as they spend complaining about how the set hasn't been fucking finished yet, my God, cocksuckers, we'd probably have a lot more fucking set built. But oh no, everybody's got time to fucking complain. Just standing on the set, hands in pockets, complaining that it's not built. Well, fucking build it! Get your hands out. And the problem is, this is a volunteer-driven organization. So see, they're not paid employees. If they're paid employees, I'd be ripping their fucking heads off and shitting down their necks. But they're volunteers. They're working for free. And I can tell you, if I was working for free, I'd tell you to fuck off and die if you told me to do anything. So I have to be nice to them. Well, great one. You can't fucking say any. Well, if I can't fucking tell them to work, then I guess nothing's going to get done, is it? I mean, we got to balance this. I don't get it. I understand they're volunteers. I understand they're working for free. I understand. Okay, I can't push them. Okay, I get it. then you gotta be happy with the fucking results you get. And if the results you get aren't what you wanted, you gotta suck a great big dick. And then the people who run the theater, I walk up front today and it's just, it's three fat women standing there talking about their personal lives. I'm like, girls, girls, get, I didn't actually say anything, but I'm like, look, you're three fat women standing up here gossiping. If you're not going to do any work, can you leave? Can you just stop antagonizing me with your fatness and your gossip? And then again, you know, remember the deal. Women go to work to hang out with their friends. All right, speaking of hanging out, I'm going to go hang out in Home Depot. I'm going to buy some more shit. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
All right. Good morning, children. I really don't have time for this, but I have to do it. It has to be done. Hang on a sec. Okay. Remember the other day when I made the comment about the flag at half-mast? What was going on now? Is there another school shooting? Because as you know, the Great One doesn't keep up on current events because the Great One has a job and things to do. And when he's not working at the theater dealing with incompetence, he's out trail running, biking, getting rejected by college girls, all that good stuff. Things that make life worth living. Okay. I just got up. Just got coffee. It's on the interwebs. I mentioned I saw that my Brett Stevens over at American.org linked back to and referenced my linkage where I talked about some stuff here. Anyhow, so that's quite an honor when Brett Stevens takes time out of his day to respond to something you said. We'll talk about that more in the future. So anyhow, you get on the interwebs. Oh, apparently there was another school shooting in Colorado. So I was right. My first guess was right. All right. So this is what passes for journalism. So I fire up the interwebs and I type Colorado school shooting into DuckDuckGo. And this is the first article that comes up. Okay. So blah, 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 blah. Student killed, aided, blah, blah, blah. Police, okay, here we go. Yeah. The school is located roughly 8 miles from Columbine High School. What does that have to do with anything? Is that, like, do you think it's like a virus that's spreading? Like the proximity to Columbine High School has something to do with it? Hey, look, guys, look, it was close. I can see in the future. Yes, this school shooting was in the United States, the same country as Columbine High School. Everything has to go back to Columbine High School because much like 9/11, we're going to milk that for everything we can milk it for. God, my voice sounds like shit. Is what happens when you podcast 7 minutes out of getting out of bed. 7 minutes after getting out of bed. Okay. There will be crisis support center for STEM students, staff. Oh, they're going to get a crisis support center. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. And then Devin Erickson, 18 years old, blah, blah, blah. They only killed one person, so they really suck. And I love there's embedded in the new, in the so-called news article here, there's tweets. It's like, this is news copying and pasting things off Twitter. The DC Sheriff Twitter account. I mean, this is now news copying and pasting off of Twitter. Oh my God. And then there's more stuff about emotional parents. And of course, handgun, blah, blah, blah. We're getting to the other funny part. Crime scene is being managed by FBI, adding that members of the Bureau, Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearm, and Explosive, and Department of Homeland Security are assisting. Guys, what is there to assist with? Some kids. Okay, once again, let's ask ourselves this. Were these kids on medication of any type for their personalities? Was there a father in the house, or were these kids being raised by single mothers? I don't know the answer because I just found out this happened 7 minutes ago, okay? What is the Department of Homeland Security doing investigating a school shooting? We can't figure out what happened. Well, some kids came in and shot some other kids. It's not real complicated. It's not that complex. Here's another Twitter quote, because that's what we get our news from, copying and pasting. Oh my God, a student described it as shocking. Who cares? Shut up. Oh, here's the other funny one. Governor Jared Polis, who our homosexual governor, left-wing statist, of course, issued a statement that his office, not him, not his staff, but his office, so the inanimate room that his desk is in, his office, is, quote, monitoring the situation in real time, unquote. Now, what does that mean? We're going to monitor the situation in real time, as opposed to false time, as opposed to backwards. I mean, we're monitoring the situation in real time. Guys, no, you're not. You're attention whoring to get reelected. You're not monitoring the situation in real time because the situation has already happened. It's over. The kids are already finished shooting other kids. They're done. There's nothing to monitor. This is attention whoring. So Devin Erickson, here's this heavy.com, which I still not sure is any kind of a real website. Devin Erickson, 5 fast facts you need to know. I only read the very top of this, so this will be a surprise to us. Devin Erickson, 18-year-old high school student, worked as a youth actor in Colorado. Actor. See, this is why when people say, great one, do you date chicks in theater? Because I heard they're really easy. No, the great one does not date theater chicks because they're also insane. Say, great one, aren't all women insane? Yes, but there's 3 levels of insane. There's like normal insane, and then there's insane like redheads and strippers and girls named Tiffany. And then there's theater girl insane, okay? And you would be better off dating a redheaded stripper named Tiffany than any theater girl. Because theater people are nuts. I know. I've just spent my last 4 fucking weekends with them. Last night, I nearly wanted to kill people. Oh my God. I don't know how much more I can take. Anyway. Yeah. Died. Oh, and one of these students, 18-year-old Kendrick Castillo, died heroically in the attack after confronting one of the shooters. Okay, there's nothing heroic about dying. No. There's nothing heroic about dying. It's like General Patton said, you don't die for your country, you make the other son of a bitch die for his. This, he heroically died. No. In court for the first time, May 8th, Erickson bowed his head, his purple hair dangling over his face. His purple hair dangling over his face. I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to stick with, there is no father in the home. Oh, wait, hold on. Here it says the second shooter has been identified. God, I don't have time for this. I have shit to do. Okay. The second accused shooter. I love this. Did the person have a gun or not? Oh, my God. Alec McKinney. 5 facts you need to know. He looks gayer than fuck also. All right. Oh, my God, no. Alec is identified in court records as Maya McKinney, but a Denver television station reports that McKinney is transgender and transitioning to male. Okay, so we have a purple-haired actor and a tranny. And of course, the obvious solution here is to ban guns, isn't it? A purple-haired actor and a tranny. This is beautiful. This is so wonderful. A mentally ill actor and a mentally ill woman who thinks she's a man. Denver Post reported McKinney's lawyer said McKinney goes by Alec and uses the pronoun he. No, Alec needs to be using the pronoun extinct because Alec should not be reproducing. According to social media accounts reviewed by Heavy, McKinney had used expletives to refer to STEM kids. Interesting. One friend described the pair as struggling with mental health issues. No fucking way. No way. Hold on. I can't digest. This is too early in the morning for this. You mean girls who think they're boys have mental health issues? Wait, hold on. Stop. You mean boys who dye their hair purple have mental health issues? My God, you people. Oh my God, this is brilliant. The friend wrote the two suspects didn't allegedly act. It was not alleged. They shot people or they didn't. Because of hate for others, but rather hate for themselves. Really? Gosh, you think people who dye their hair purple or try to pretend they're the opposite sex? I've covered this before. Yes, these people hate who they are. They're trying to change who they are. They can't fucking cope with it. Horrific, blah, blah, blah. Okay, come on. Let's zip ahead here. Erickson's social media pages. This is why you stay off social media, guys. Show he is a fan of, video games, paintball, skateboarding, and The Walking Dead. So I'm sure that the video games are what made him really do this. Oh, this is social media. Devin Erickson is a registered Democrat expressing hatred for some Christians and shared post criticizing Donald Trump and praising Barack Hussein Obama, the first affirmative action president, which you can see later in this article. Of course he does. Of course he hates Christians because he hates himself. He hates Western civilization. He hates everything. He's a fucking loser and he knows it. Okay? My God, this goes on forever. Jesus, we're just now, my God. We're just getting to the five things you need to know. This is fucking huge. It's like this is almost as long as my dick. The suspect was a student at the STEM school, the sheriff says, and Erickson wrote he was addicted to pain. No, he's just a loser. Oh my God, there's so much. This is hours worth of podcasting. How is this? See, this is amazing to me that Heavy.com thinks this is important. Devin Erickson started rock bands with friends and once dressed as Slender Man for Halloween a year ago. How is this news? Erickson was a youth actor who urged friends to see him in a production of Legally Blonde. How is this news? Number five. Devin Erickson appeared to be interested in skateboarding. This is news. Guys, the news... Now, there's no... I still haven't seen anything about... Was there a father in the home? Did either of these fucking children have a father? I mean, we already know they are on medication for their personalities. That's really fucking obvious. I want to know, was there a father in the home? And it's so difficult to find. Here, McKinney wrote, this is the other one, this is the tranny. McKinney wrote that feelings are temporary and his mother hated the new Alec. His mother hated the person he wanted to become. Oh, no mention of the father. I'm just looking for any mention of a father. that both McKinney and Erickson attended the STEM school. Wow, that's news. Yeah. Okay, hang on. I do this the easy way. Search. Nope, I mean F, find. Yep, not that. I don't know how to use a computer. Father. Does the word father. Oh my God. Oh no. Never mind. All right, here we go. Castillo's father. One father. The son told the father. Any reference? Quick response. One heroic heroic student. Okay. Alec McKinney. The page about no mention of a father. Let's try Devin Erickson's page here. Any mention of Castillo's father. Now they copied and pasted from the other article. It's just copy and paste. It's the exact same text. Oh my God, this is news. It's news. Oh, yeah, no mention of a father. These giant long-ass articles about both of these school shooters, it talks about their tranny problems, their hair color, their mental health. Not one mention of a father. Once again, I have no sympathy for anyone here. None. Once again, this is what you get when you create this elaborate welfare society and you utilize the propaganda machines of the media and entertainment and the government to mobilize people into, motivate people, maybe a better way to say it, to manipulate people into hating each other. You've manipulated women into hating men. You're manipulating men into hating women. You're manipulating everybody who isn't white into hating white people. And this is what happens. This is what happens. All right, God damn it, it's 8 a.m. I gotta go do shit. All right, there'll be more. Okay, here we are. Look, mini rant. This is simple. Okay, guys, a purple-haired actor and a tranny walk into a school. Bang, 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 bang. All right, look, guys, people, the problem is not guns. The problem is mental illness. Listen, people, male or female, people who are secure, that's not the word. I just had the word. That's why I turned this on to do the rant, because I had the word in my brain and now it's left me. People who are, it's not confidence. Confidence is a word, but that's not what I'm looking for. People who are, God damn it! I had the fucking word! Now it's gone! Now I'm really pissed off! You guys ever have this when it's like you think of the exact perfect way to say something? And then it just escapes your brain. When you see people with purple hair, when you see people with the tattoos and the piercings, and when you see people going, well, I'm going to transition from male to female or female to male, these people are doing this because they are not happy with who they are. And they think that altering their external appearance is somehow going to fix their internal problems. And it won't.
And that's why this has been written and talked about within the red pillosphere and the manosphere over and over and over and over and over. You know, Roosh wrote an article ages ago, appearance is ideology, or ideology is appearance, one of the two, right? When you look at a person, the way they present themselves to the world tells you about their worldview, and it tells you about their God damn it, what is the word? Not confidence. It's not confidence, because confidence is this kind of fake, you know, you go girl, Tony Robbins, oh, I got confidence. You know, it's that's not the word. When you're happy with who you are, you don't have to try to fix your external appearance to create this facade of somebody else, right? And so when you look at another person, what you see is a manifestation of who they are on the inside. If you see a person wearing a suit with short hair, that's a manifestation of who he is on the inside. When you see a person with purple hair, that's a manifestation of who he is on the inside. When you see somebody with facial piercings and tattoos, that's a manifestation of who they are on the inside. And actors, back to why I don't date women in theater, actors are people who are constantly changing their external appearance by pretending to be other people. You know why most, not all, but most, over 80%, you know why over 80% of people who are actors in theater, and I can vouch, I've done this for 20 fucking years, 80% of them are wildly insane, and they are wildly unhappy with their lives. They are miserable. They are miserable human beings. That's why they act. That's why the facade. Anyway, God, now I'm pissed off that I had the perfect phrase to explain what I'm trying to explain, and it just zapped right out of my tiny little fucking brain. It'll come to me as soon as I get involved in working and won't have time to record, but I'll write it down this time. Write shit down, great one. Write things down. All right, talk to you guys later. Greetings, it's the great one. Sitting here participating in a time-honored Fort Collins tradition called waiting for the train. And of course, waiting for the train is an excuse you use in this town whenever you're late. You say, oh, I got stuck behind a train. Most of the time when people say it, it's not true. But occasionally, it actually does happen. Right now, I'm hanging out here waiting for the train to go by so I can go back to hell, otherwise known as the theater. Since I got a moment, I wanted to throw this in. Because you see, this is why the Great One doesn't do nice things for people. And this is why the Great One doesn't like saying nice things about people. At some point in the recent past, possibly in this very podcast, once I stitch all of these together, I don't know, or it may have been in the previous one, but somewhere along here, you know, I pointed out about how Yoga Pants Girl does a really good job and she does all the work. And see, anytime I say anything nice about somebody, it always bites me in the ass. And if you're wondering, great one, are you just talking about Yoga Pants Girl because you want to have sex with her? No, that's not why we're bringing Yoga Pants Girl up again. We're bringing up Yoga Pants Girl because, everybody say it with me, you should know this by now, it's not a wage gap, it's an effort gap. Thank you, Dick Masterson, for that wisdom. It is not a wage gap. It is an effort gap. So I'm working with Yoga Pants Girl yesterday. Oh, here comes the end of the train. Perfect. Just when I'm trying to fucking podcast. And we're doing programming and we fire up the computer. And without boring you with details, when you start up the software, it has to expand the heads and read all the profiles for the lights and stuff. And it takes, you know, 60 seconds, 90 seconds, something like that. So we fire up the system, and she's sitting there, and she's like, oh, this is taking so long. And I said, well, you know, you could, instead of just sitting there waiting for the computer,
you could be doing something else. So, well, what else is there to do other than put the tape on the lights? Don't worry about what put the tape on the lights means. Just trust me. I'm like, well, yes, you could be putting the tape on the lights. She says, well, but then I would have to get up out of my chair twice instead of just once. And I said to her, you know, you're going to go a long way in life. And she said, I know, because she's a 19-year-old girl with titties, and she knows it. And what she doesn't understand, what she doesn't know, what she cannot anticipate, because women do not have self-awareness, is she does not understand the wall. She does not understand that this condition of her life right now, where everybody around her gives her everything she wants. I still haven't done the Yoga Pants Girl episode where I explained to you guys what a fucking princess she is, how spoiled she is. She does not understand that this is not how her entire life is going to be. Girls, it's an effort gap. When you're telling me you're so fucking lazy that you don't want to have to get out of your chair twice instead of just once. This is why you make less money. When the great one does this, she turns on the computer and she sits there and just stares at it while the computer boots up. And then she logs into Windows and she stares at it. What are you doing turning in front of me, you fuckwit? You fucking retard with your fucking Colorado Broncos fucking license plate, ZLQ358. That's Zulu, Lima, Quebec, 358. You are a fucking moron. Where did you learn to drive? I am flipping you off constantly. That is a solid fucking middle finger in your rearview mirror. All right. She turns on the computer. What the fuck is wrong with you people? Do you see me driving here? God damn it. I mean, IQs weren't that high to begin with, but boy, have they fucking dropped. All right, anyway. Oh, we have carpenters here today. I'm shocked. All right. Anyhow, I turn on the computer. Well, so she turns on the computer, she sits there, she looks at it while it boots up. Then she types the login and she looks at it, and then she sits there and looks at it, and then she starts the program and she sits there and looks at it, and she's just sitting there staring at the computer doing nothing. I turn on the computer, I walk away, I do shit, I come back, I type in the password, I hit enter, I walk away, I do shit, I come back, I start the fucking lighting control software, I walk away, I come back, I hit the continue last show, I walk away, I come back, and she just sits there and stares, and it's like, this is it, girls, this is it, this is why you make less money, it's not a fucking wage gap, it's a fucking effort gap. Please shut your fucking pie holes. I'm driving down a road that I never drive down, seeing things I didn't even know exist right here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. My God. Make the turn, sweetie. Make the fucking turn. It's not that hard. Anyway, just drove past this old church that I didn't even know existed. All right, what's Wood? All right, the street's name is Wood. You said Wood. You're what? All right, anyway. So, oh God, construction. Checked the emails this morning and saw a comment on the website, I think it was from Dave, saying to me, hey, great one, I hope you're backing up your website, because WordPress took down Chateau Hartis. And I'm like, really? And I had my RSS feeder open, and I hit the update button on Chateau Hartis, and it didn't kick back an error message. So I thought, well, what do you mean it's not down? So anyhow, Then a little bit later on, I got the little notification from my website saying, hey, you have broken links. I'm like, oh, and so I always look at it and then worry about it later. And it was all a bunch of links over at the Chateau. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I click on one and sure enough, Chateau Hartiste is gone. WordPress.com took them off. So first of all, reminder guys, I am not on WordPress.com. I love this. I am the one who has been screaming into the wilderness for how many years now about you need to, number one, get the fuck off WordPress.com or Blogspot.com or whatever hosting platform you don't have control over, you know, your Squarespace and your Wix and all this other gay shit. I have been telling you people to get the fuck off of those platforms for how many years have I been screaming and foaming at the mouth about this? Years and years has the Great One foamed at the mouth and prattled on endlessly on this topic. Does Chateau listen? No, of course not, because everybody sits there and goes, well, it'll never happen to me. They'll never take my website down. I'm a snowflake. I'm gonna roll up the window just so it's not, you know what, I'm not gonna roll up the window because this is just me ranting. You don't even really need to hear this. You can just skip ahead probably by about 4 or 5 minutes. So anyhow, don't worry, Dave. First of all, my hosting is not with WordPress.com. It's just I pay a hosting company for a hosting package. And oh, the Great One has backups. Don't you worry. I have every podcast I've ever recorded is backed up. I have the website backed up. I have the WordPress database backed up. Everything is backed up. If my hosting company shuts me down, I can buy another hosting plan, upload the files, upload the database, restore everything, bam, up and running. I mean, it'll take to get everything uploaded to do all the work. I mean, it would take a day or two. And that, of course, the real killer is if you're what's the word for it? The company, whoever it is that you bought your domain name through, if they kill your domain name, okay, that's the thing that it's more difficult to recover from. And I know that with the Tor browser, I don't know. I think, because I don't fully understand it, so I shouldn't say I know. See, that was me being full of shit right there. Oh, is she cute? Oh my God! Long-haired redhead. Fucking Christ almighty. Oh. Wow. Just wow. I see, I've been reduced to the IQ of a woman just by seeing a long-haired redhead who wasn't overweight. Whew. All right, what was I doing? What was I talking? Where am I? Who are you people and how did I get here? Oh my God. All right. I gotta refocus. I think that with the Tor browser, there's a way to set up domain names that are only accessible through the Tor browser. Now, I don't know how to do that, but that's something I need to look into and see if there's a way to utilize one of those domain names to access my website. That way, in case my name register, that's the word phrase I was looking for. Am I on the right side of the street? Shit, I am not. In case my name register ever pulls my domain name, maybe that's a way for people to still reach the website. So I don't know, I gotta work on all this shit. This is all just spitballing. But don't worry guys, and all my shit is backed up. If I get taken, excuse me. Oh, Great One, you're so stupid. It's not if my website gets taken off the internet. When my website gets taken off the internet by my hosting company, I will be able to just buy a new package and re-upload it. And yeah. So anyway, I'm backed up. Don't worry, guys. I'm the one who's been telling all of you for all of these years to back your shit up. Hopefully, Royce was smart enough to utilize the WordPress.com feature, which allows you to export all of your, is this my turn? Nope. Which allows you to export all of your content so that you could re-import it into a new WordPress site. Also, I don't know why Royce, or maybe he's done this and I just don't know it. You guys correct me if I'm wrong, because I trust you to do that. You and Yoga Pants Girl, always telling me when I'm wrong. Has Royce backed up his good blog post in dead tree format like Cappy does with his stuff? Because if he hasn't, because I mean, dude, I have like almost 3,000 posts from the Chateau in my RSS reader. Once again, see, this is why you use an RSS reader, girls. Once again, let me scream into the wilderness and not be heard by a single fucking person. Let me just scream into the wilderness for a moment. That's why I'm gonna leave the window down, because that's what it's like. It's like screaming into the wind. No one hears you. See, I can still read everything Chateau's written for his last 3,000 posts, because I have an RSS reader. You don't. You can never read anything he wrote ever again, because it's gone. Like, I could take his post, put them in a book, and sell them. I wonder if he'd sue me, or maybe he would thank me. I don't know. So anyhow, yes, my website is backed up. If you have a website, back your fucking website up. Back up your database. Export your post on a regular basis. You know, keep all your podcast. Keep all your image files. All of that stuff. You got to hang on to all those things. Oh, almost hit that fucking Prius. Honey, get a little closer to the car in front of you, you stupid bent. Oh my God, it's the same car. Okay. Here's another thing I've noticed. People who put bumper stickers on their cars, like this person in front of me has a NASA sticker on their car. It's like people who wear NASA t-shirts. These are some of the dumbest humans on the planet. They wear the NASA t-shirt to try to associate themselves with rocket science. Rocket scientist. Sweetie, you're not a rocket scientist, and the way you're driving, you should not have a NASA sticker on your fucking automobile. Anyway, back up your database, save all your podcasts, save all your videos. You know, another classic example, David Cerini, his shit taken off the fucking YouTube. Did he have all his videos backed up? Probably not, you know, because Cerini's a fucking Canadian. They're not that bright. Oh, I say, Terrence, I've got something for you. Oh, what's that, Philip? It's right here. Right? Back your shit up, guys. All right, talk to you later. Okay. Get pen and paper. Prepare yourself for brilliance. I remembered the phrase, secure in their identity. Remember earlier when I was talking about theater chicks and the piercings and the purple hair and all this stuff and the confidence? I said confidence is the wrong word. Secure in their identity. All of this stuff, right? So an actor with purple hair and a tranny walk into a school. Bang, 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 bang! All right, all of this purple hair, I'm transitioning to another gender, I need tattoos, I need piercings, I'm a model on Instagram, all of this stuff, and of course, almost every female actor in theater, all of this, these people are all people who are not secure in their identity. That's why there's this focus now. Well, how do you identify? I identify as pansexual. I identify as trisexual. I identify as monosexual. I identify as asexual. All this identification. It's because these people, and I've talked about this for years, okay? This goes back to why people don't like being alone by themselves. This is why they constantly need the distraction of television or music or the cell phone or whatever. People, most people, hate being alone with themselves because they hate themselves, because they know they are worthless individuals. They are not secure with who they are. I can be alone all fucking day.
They are not secure in who they are. And that's why there's all this focus on identities and purple hairs and creating this facade with your exterior to cover up the fact that you are not secure with your identity, with who you are, with what you are, with what you have become, with what you've made of yourself. And this is why it's twice, three times the lady, whatever, four times, five times, 27 gazillion times worse than women, because women do not make themselves, women find themselves, men make themselves. You credit that wisdom to Adam Piggott. PushingRubberDownhill.com until he gets taken off the internet like Chateau Heartise. Hey, Adam, have you backed up your fucking blog post? No. Of course not. Of course you haven't. Fucking lazy motherfucker. Where was I going with this? Yelling at Adam for not blocking. Bang, bang, bang. Tranny. God damn it. See, this is why I can't tangent. The facade. Let's just go with that. This is the reason. It's why everybody's got to put up this facade of what they are with all of the external adornments. And that's how you can tell. You look at somebody, you can tell how secure they are with, women find their identities, men create it. That's why women are so much more fucking freakier than men in their appearance and shit. That's why I see it here. I don't know if you see it where you're at. I mean, I see 60-year-old women with the purple hair and stuff. You're 60 years old and you still have no identity. You still have no conception of yourself that you're satisfied with, that you're, I've already forgotten the word that I was just using, thank God for podcasting, secure with. You're still walking around trying to find security and trying to create this facade of who and what you are so that you can be secure. That's all it is. All right. Hey, guess where I'm going? If you guessed Home Depot, you're right. All right. I'll talk to you guys later. And back up your websites. So a purple hair... Bleh, fuck. It's not even funny now. I blew it. It's not even going to be funny. It's only funny if you can just launch right into the purple-haired actor and tranny walk into a school joke. All right. You know what pisses me off? If your first guess was everything, you're right. But you know what pisses me off? People who bring their dogs into stores. Okay, so I'm just in Home Depot, and there's dogs everywhere. I'm trying to navigate, and here's the best part. You know how I always like to talk about how I'm gonna smack people with a lead pipe? So I'm walking down the aisle with a 4-foot-long metal pipe, and I gotta dodge dogs and fucking, oh my God, Home Depot was a goddamn disaster area. You would act like you couldn't go shopping for fucking lumber and fucking bolts any day. That mean, my God, it's a mess. I got this 4-foot metal pipe and I'm tripping over people's dogs and it's everything I can do to restrain myself from just going ahead and just beating the shit out of everyone around me. People, your dogs do not need to be in the fucking store with you. And this is why, for the new people around here, and you're wondering why the Great One dislikes dogs so much. It's not the dogs I dislike, it's the owners. It's because I've dated too many women with dogs. The one girl I dated, she had two giant fucking dogs, and I am not making this up. Let me retell this for the new listeners. You've been around here a while, you've already heard this. She worked at the hospital, she was a nurse. She was not that hot, but she was hot. When she got off work, she went straight home to get her dogs. And her dogs were with her every moment until the next time she had to go to work. Like, could she get off work and on the way home stop to have a drink with me or have lunch? No. She had to go straight home to the dogs. We could not go to any building. You guys are going to think I'm making this up. I'm not. She could not enter any building if the dogs could not go with her. So could we go to the theater? No, because the dogs can't go in. Could we go to a restaurant and go inside? No. If we went to a restaurant, we had to sit on the patio because the dogs could not go inside the restaurant. Ladies and gentlemen, I am not exaggerating to you. Now, at least the vet student who had the three dogs, two of which were rescue dogs and were insane, you know, she could at least, she'd leave her dogs at home while we would go out places. This one, the nurse, no. She could not be separated from the dogs at all for any reason other than work. Now you're gonna say, great one. Did she shower and bathe with the dogs? Yes. Yes, she did. If you can't go to Home Depot without your dog, please fucking kill yourself. Just fucking kill yourself. Save me the trouble of having to beat the shit out of you with a metal pipe. Or at the very least, if you're not going to kill yourself, invite a purple-haired actor and a tranny over to your house. Maybe they'll do the job for you.